Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Chester Elton's here. Yeah, that's right. Chester's back. Chester's our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, and the founder of The Culture Works, co-author of so many books on how to help you get your internal customers, your employees, make them happy and engaged and recognized. He and Adrian Gostick are the authors of so many wonderful books, including The Orange Revolution, and then, of course, you've heard me say this many times, my favorite, the book they call All In, which is all about how the best managers create the best cultures. And I love that title because that's where we are, aren't we, small business owners? We're all in. Chester Elton, welcome back to the show.
Hey, always a pleasure, Jim.
It's good to have you here. Chester, folks, Chester told me off the air just a minute ago that his family just recently lost his father-in-law, Mr. Boyd Olson, 92 years old, one of the member of the Great Generation, and just recently. And Chester, thank you for mentioning that to me. And I know you guys are celebrating his great life, and I'd like to dedicate the rest of my show to his memory.
Oh, you know, you are too kind. He really was a great guy, like you say, a member of the Great Generation. He flew bomber sorties out of London. And just a quick aside, you know, at a certain point, they limited the number of missions you could fly because the planes were so slow that they eventually got shot down, right?
Yeah.
But he'd already flown 16 missions and when they said we're going to cap it at 20. So he actually flew 36 missions. And listen to this.
Wow.
He never lost a crew member.
Wow.
And so he really was one of the true heroes. So we're heading to Salt Lake City this weekend to celebrate his life. And at 92, he didn't get cheated.
How many children? How many children?
He had five kids.
And grandchildren?
He's got lots of grandkids. There's eight great-grandchildren. They're going to be his pallbearers.
What a great life. I know there'd be a lot of celebration, and we think about him and the family. Chester, we're glad you mentioned his name. Boyd Olson, ladies and gentlemen, the end of that era, but so many to carry on in that family. Chester, thank you for telling us about that, and Father's Day's coming up, you know, pretty soon. And
there you
so
go.
And so fathers are important. So let's make sure we celebrate all the fathers out there. Chester, let's talk about something that you guys have been working on recently about whether it's possible to recognize someone too much. You know, when I saw what you were working on here, what I had to think about a couple of things that I'm a little superstitious about, and that is, if you ever brag on equipment, you know, like a car or a tractor or a chainsaw or whatever, if you ever tell somebody what a great piece of equipment it is, you know it's not going to crank, right? Right after that?
Right.
You know, that's happened to me. I don't know how many times it's happened to me. And how many times have you gone up to an employee and you thought, man, this person's doing such a great job, and you say, boy, I'm so proud I hired you. You're doing such a great job. And the next day it's like they ran off the rails or something. I've talked to other managers about this, and they're inclined to brag on their employees, but they've had this happen to them before. They almost feel like it's a superstition. What do you think?
Well, yeah, it's a little silly.
But I'm not talking about people who are grumpy, you know, curmudgeon, Scrooge-like people. I'm talking about people who would be their nature to compliment their employees, and they just, you don't know. What do you think?
Well, yes, sometimes, you know, that'll happen once. I'll tell you what's really interesting, I think, Jim, about human nature is that we tend to remember the negative so much more than the positive.
Yeah.
So that, you know, that may have happened.
So you're convinced that you cannot compliment your, recognize your people too much.
No, but let me, with this caveat, if you do it right.
Ah.
Do you know what I mean? You just can't show up every morning and say, hey, great job, you're number one, you're the best. You know, we have a saying that general praise has no impact on people, but I'm telling you, if you do it right, for example, if we've got four things that make it right? The first one is do it now. So you do it right away. Somebody does something great customer service, you know, keeps the place safe, gets the shipment out on time, whatever, is you compliment them right now. And the reason is that you want to communicate that what they did was valuable. Well, I do valuable things. I do important things right now. So that's step one. Do it often is what we're talking about, is because you want to reinforce that good behavior. If your business is all about extraordinary customer service, then, you know, when people demonstrate great customer service, you do it now. For example, at Nordstrom's, ad nauseum, they talk about great customer service, and so they do it often. The third one is be specific, and this is where it becomes really valuable. Don't just tell me great job. Tell me why it was a great job, because then I can replicate that behavior. And the last one is be sincere. Now, again, you know, if you're just trying to be the big motivator and it's, you know, yeah, and you're number one, doesn't mean anything. But that specificity and that consistency makes it great. And if you're doing those four things, Jim, literally, you cannot do it too much, because it's genuine, it's timely, you know, you've done it now, and you've been specific about what it is that was great.
Okay, one of your myths is, it'll lose too much if it'll lose the meaning if you recognize too much, and you're saying that is possible unless you do it the right way, unless you recognize the right way. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly, and specificity is a big part of that. Tell me exactly why it was a great job.
Okay, so someone does a good job, and you watch them. How many times should they do a good job before you tell them about it? In other words, should you wait till you see a pattern? You wait till you see them doing, their performance is consistent before you say that to them?
Oh, no. You want to recognize it right away, particularly when performance isn't consistent. You know, we had a great story of a nurse, the head nurse that was running the trauma unit up in Orange County, New York. And when she took over the emergency room, she said, listen, it was completely dysfunctional. She said, I started by recognizing and praising people when they smiled. It was that bad. So we started with smiles, and we built our way up. So, no.
That's
when
funny.
You see that behavior, don't wait for a pattern. You know, do it right now. That will start the pattern.
Man, that'll start the pattern. It's self-fulfilling prophecy, right? So
exactly.
How about a website, Chester?
TheCultureWorks.com. Lots of great free downloads.
Check it out. Chester Elton and I will be right back. A couple of more myths about recognizing people. You might see yourself in this, folks. And again, we're celebrating the life of Boyd Olson.
And if you leave me now, you take away the very heart.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.